While on pilgrimage, a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio lost valuables worth 1,800 pounds. But after praying to Padre Pio, the items were returned the next day by total strangers compelled by a vision. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is a testimony given to us by Katarina Tangari, a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, about her very first prayer to Padre Pio. Listen to this. In search of special help in a difficult situation, I planned a pilgrimage to the Sanctuary of the Madonna of the Rosary of Pompeii. I visited a friend to seek advice for the pilgrimage. To my surprise, she kindly offered her company. We chose to depart on October 1st, 1949. During the pilgrimage, a strange incident occurred that brought me even closer to Padre Pio. As we passed through San Giovanni a Taduccio, which is a coastal suburb of Naples in southern Italy, a young boy came up behind us and, speaking to me, showed me a prayer booklet with the image of the Madonna of Pompeii. The boy asked me, "Did you ladies lose this?" And after handing me the book, he disappeared. This little book was the Novena of Thanksgiving to the Madonna of Pompeii, which I had brought to recite at the end of the pilgrimage. I had kept it in a leather pouch sewn inside my coat pocket. Along with the Novena booklet, there was money for the return trip, a total of 3,000 lire, a voucher for 16,000 lire, which would be around 1,600 pounds, a photograph of my husband, and one of Padre Pio given by a Franciscan nun. There was also an image of the baby Jesus with the inscription, "Blessed by the stigmatized hands of Padre Pio." I reached into my coat pocket for the leather pouch. It was in place, but open. The photographs and the voucher were missing, while the 3,000 lire for the return trip were still there. It was at this moment that I focused my thoughts on Padre Pio for the first time and prayed to him. I repeated several times in my heart, "Padre Pio, help me find the lost objects at home." At that moment, I genuinely thought I had left them at home and could find them upon our return. However, as soon as I arrived home, I searched in vain for them everywhere. The thought came to me that the only thing I could still try was to go back to the store that had given me the voucher. I decided to go there that morning. But as I was getting ready to leave, I heard someone knocking on the door. Who could it be at this early hour? I opened the door and saw three women and the same boy who had returned the Novena book I dropped. "How did you ladies manage to find me?" I asked him. "The friar. This friar here," one of them replied eagerly, placing Padre Pio's photograph on the table. She then explained what had happened. On Saturday, around noon, her son Miguel, after playing outside all morning, set up a small altar at home. He placed the image of baby Jesus in the center and the two photographs on each side. Then he adorned the little altar with flowers and two candles. To light the candles, the boy went to his mother, who was busy cooking on the stove, and asked her for a little fire, handing her a rolled-up piece of paper. She took the paper and brought it close to the stove flame. She saw a number written on it, and thinking it was a bank check, decided to keep it. As she couldn't read or write, she went to the neighbor to ask her what it was. The neighbor told her, "They'll say you stole it. It's a commercial voucher worth 16,000 lire, or 1,800 pounds. Burn it, otherwise you could get into trouble." Back home again, and somewhat worried, she couldn't bring herself to burn the paper. It seemed like something was stopping her. Sunday passed, and Monday morning arrived, but she couldn't sleep, because the friar found the photograph, kept appearing in her thoughts, repeating, "Go to the house, go to the house." She wondered to herself which house she should go to, and became annoyed with the friar, who wouldn't leave her in peace. Finally, around 5 in the morning, she got up once again, knocked on the neighbor's door to find out if the paper had an address. Learning that a store in Naples had issued a voucher, she decided to go there. Taking her son and 2 work colleagues, they managed to find a store despite being unfamiliar with Naples. They arrived right when the store opened and got my address. "And here we are at your house, just like the friar wanted," Miguel's mother said happily. "And here is everything that belongs to you. Is anything missing?" "No," I replied, moved. "Nothing is missing." After the women left, I could hardly believe that my lost items had been returned. The prayer that had seemed unrealistic had been completely answered. I understood then, as never before, that graces have their unique ways of reaching us. They follow the paths of God that have no obstacles in their way. I also understood that it doesn't matter what we ask for, as long as we ask for it with great simplicity. End of testimony. Nothing is impossible for God if He wills it. As we see in Katharina's testimony, despite the great unlikeliness of her belongings finding their way back to her home, they have indeed returned, and they have done so through the hands of an illiterate woman. Can you imagine that? Katharina made a simple prayer, and her prayer was answered. Padre Pio used to say, "Prayer is the key that opens God's heart," and "Our Lady has never denied me a grace through the recitation of the Rosary." This is why I strongly encourage you to become a protected child of Padre Pio. Padre Pio watches over his spiritual children. His special protection and the grace of Holy Mass are profound gifts that will help you on your spiritual journey. Also, your intentions will be included in our rosaries prayed daily. So please, click on the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.